Okay, good morning. We are starting fish today. Simane fish. I saw an interesting quote from TorahMates.org. Can you judge a book by its cover? So you normally we don't recommend it. And when you're looking at animals, you can't judge a book by its cover because you got to know if it chews its cud inside or by the gizzard and the crop, etc. But by fish, you can judge a fish completely by looking at it from the outside. Okay, so let's see inside. Pei Gimel. Dine Simani Dagim V'Dagim Meluchim. Okay, so you're going to buy fish, want to identify them, want to buy salted fish. What's the halacha? Si'if Aleph. Simani Dagim Mefurashim B'Torah. So the Torah tells us, it's in the Torah itself. Vayikra Yud Aleph Tet. Kol Shiyesh Lo Snapir. Whatever has fins, vikaskeset, and as long as it has scales, it needs both, tahor, then you know it's going to be a kosher fish. Usnapir hu sheshatbo, what's a snapir? Those are the fins that it uses to swim with. They move, right? They use it to swim with. Vikaskeset hen aklipot hakvuot bo. And the scales, those are what are stationary. Kvuim means stationary. It's attached into the fish, to the skin, and when they swim, the scales don't move. That's what it means, a kvot. But you see, you are able to remove them. In fact, you need to be able to. Haga, v'davka shehem nikafim biyad, o bekli. In order for it to be a kosher fish, the scales need to be removable. Either you can pluck them out with your finger, or you could even use a kli. Truth is, you could even use a knife. And that's one of the ways of removing scales from the skin. Is you can use either side of the knife and you just scrape off the scales. And that's fine also. Aval im iyashal kofan or hadag, me or hadag, lo mikre kaskeset. But if you can't remove the scales from the skin, in other words, of course you can cut them away, but that's not, you have to be able to remove just the scale. Again, you can use your hands, you can use a kli, you can use a knife, but it needs to be where you can completely detach the scales from the skin, and the skin is still intact. The skin is not damaged. And that's when it's okay. The Lashon of Kaskeset, the Gemara is going to discuss, we're going to mention in a moment, but in Samech Vav, from the Pasuk of, from Shmuel Aleph, Yud Zayin, Hey, from Goliath, describes him as he has a Veshiryon, Kaskasim hulavush, and he's wearing an armor made up of scales. It had scales of metal, and it's something that's like a garment that you can peel off. So that's what kaskasim are. That's the halacha, that you have to be able to remove them. Okay. Okay. V'afilu ein lo ela snapir echad v'kaskeset achad muta. Even if it only has one fin and one scale on the entire fish, it's never going to grow more. It's not that you found it with one. It only grows one, then it's 100% kosher. But feel ain't no ata, even if right now there's zero left. Either never had and it will, or it had and it fell off. Ve'atid l'godlam, or it's going to grow scales later. Ve'achar zman later on, or shahaya lo, or it had. Ve'odo b'mayim, ve'hishiram yad ba'alut. Or you can have a fish where it has scales in the water, but when you take it out, it falls off, it's still kosher. Because when it was in the water, there was a time when it had at least one scale. Haga, v'yesh omrim, de'in lahadir b'kaskeset achat, rak kishihi omedet tachat l'chayav oznavo osnapiro v'tov l'achmer. There is such an opinion that you should only, there has to at least be one kaskeset in, not in all three places, in one of these three places, because then it's not likely for it to, we're afraid, this opinion, that maybe the scale that you see on your fish is not from this fish, it's from a different fish. But if you find it in one of these three places, like under its neck, under its jaw, under the tail, or under one of the fins, so then that's more likely, or very likely, it belongs to this fish. And he says, Tov Lahachmer. It's not the Yimik Aradin, it's just Tov Lahachmer. Okay.
But this is not for the first time.
Well, if you know the fish that it has scales, right, then today it doesn't have to have scales. It could be they all came off, right? It could be it only grows one scale and that one scale came off, right? So once you identify, you can definitely positively identify the fish if you know it usually has scales and today it doesn't, then it's still kosher. Correct. So I was going to say that for later, you mentioned it. There is no Masorah issue. However, everyone agrees there's no Masorah issue. However, what's just interesting to note, this was brought up before, let's say you have one place that eats it and one place that paskins its aser by a certain fish. Because for whatever reason, they felt that it's a dog tame. For those people who paskin its aser, just like we had in Samach Dalet Tet by Chalev, if you paskin something's aser, when you go visit another community, then it's still going to be aser for you. The heter that we had by chickens is because it was in a situation where they didn't paskin its aser, they weren't sure if it was a mutter aser, and that's why they accepted the minhag not to eat it. And I want to go back into it, and there's different, the mefarshim exactly how, what exactly the minhagim are. So each case has to be judged in its own right, right? If an Ashkenazi goes to someone on Pesach, we normally say he cannot have the rice. What's it called? Anyways, whatever things that are usher is, that carries on from place to place. Okay, a couple interesting things about this. All right, I saw that Rav Efrati, B'shem Rav Yashiv, says a blue marlin is kosher because it does have kaskasim and a snapir. It does have it. What about sharks? There are some shark lovers out there. So many know that sharks actually have scales. Their whole body is full of scales. They're good for armor, for protection against getting scratched from rocks or other fish or prey. Protects it for bacteria, etc. Helps it go swim faster. But those scales are not halachic. Do not make it halachically kosher. It's true it has fins, but you need to have both. There you go. There's two reasons. It can't be removed. If you try and remove it, it's going to damage the shark's skin. And they're not really removable anyway.
No, but if you try,
you're right.
You're filleting the fish.
You're filleting the skin.
Not like a kosher fish. You just
exactly. Exactly. And they're also probably too small. In other words, when you look at the shark, you cannot see. It's actually covered in these different names, are placoid scales or dermal denticles. They are covered in them, but they are tiny. They're only about anywhere from 0.2 to 1 millimeter long. So we're not going to get into it. I'm going to get into a little bit more soon when we talk about bugs. It's a questionable if they're even big enough to be called scales, because you wouldn't know that without learning that they are scales there. Anyway, but it's just interesting to note, if you're interested, those little denticles are scales that are on sharks. They're very similar to human or animal teeth. They have a little blood in there, but they're really, really tiny. They have enamel and something similar to enamel, dentin. And then after the dentin, they're surrounded by, covered up with a layer of something similar to enamel. And they don't grow like fish scales. Fish scales, they grow. But these are, anyways, they shed them and they just grow brand new ones, just like we do with our teeth. Anyway, just a couple interesting, just to point out some animals that are not kosher. So catfish are not kosher because they don't have scales. But it's interesting, their meat is very similar to tilapia, and which is a kosher fish. So in general, if you're going to go buy fish, you need to know for sure that they're being identified correctly. So again, if you need a proper ashkach or not, that's another question. But keep in mind, there's a lot of fish that they have like quasi names or fake names, or they sometimes call one fish another fish when they're similar, but it's not really what they are. That depends where, depends which country you're in.
America,
but
no, in America, the law is you have to call the fish a fish. That's why you can't.
Uh-huh.
Names that are put in there. So
okay.
Like, meticulous, lelitis, colitis, melitis, or whatever. You're like, we'll be busy Googling what is this fish?
A few other non-kosher and a fish is bassa, trout, or China sole, if you're familiar. Sturgeon, people heard of. So that, according to everyone, or at least almost everyone, it's not kosher. Swordfish also is not kosher, because it doesn't have any scales. Okay. You think it's a machlokas by swordfish? I'm not familiar. Okay, fine. So we'll put that in the same category as sturgeon, which is... Okay, we'll leave that. Okay. So then that would be okay. So the question is, are they scales? Okay, let's...
So many people don't eat it, but I think it falls into the scales,
well, that's not a machlokas, that's mutter.
That's mutter.
So the, how that applies to that? Okay. Now, you can. So we mentioned you're allowed to remove them with your hand or a kli. What about boiling hot water over them? That's another way to remove scales. So that's a machlokas achronim. If you can, if it's something that could only be removed, the scales are embedded, but they could only be removed with hot water. So that's the no de Yehuda's mako, also the may afer, some kind of a chemical. It's a machlokas. Chasam Sofer and others say it's you're not allowed to. Okay, it doesn't count. In other words, it's still called attached, and it doesn't make it into a kosher. Okay, bet. Yesh minei dagim shekaskaseim dakim ma'od ve'enam nochrim. No, enam nikarim. Sorry. So now you can have some fish that are very, it's very hard to see them, and they're very thin, or they could be small, but they're very, very thin, and it's hard to recognize them. Ve'im krachu bebeged otenatnu oto bekli male mayim. But if you fill them up with water, or you rub some kind of a cloth, usually it's easier to see with a dark cloth. And then, v'nimtzu kaskasim, mutter, that's 100% mutter. Right? We're not talking about something that's you can't see to the naked eye. We're talking about just clear or small and hard to see. But since you're able to see them, then it's 100% fine. Okay, so that would be a kosher bird, a kosher fish. Gimel. Kosher yeshlo kaskeset yeshlo snapir. Okay, now this is a rule. Whenever you see scales on a fish, you know by definition it does have fins. But you can have some non-kosher fish that will have fins, right? But doesn't have scales, then it's not going to be kosher. So therefore, if you just know it has fins, that's not going to help you. You don't know if it's kosher until you know if it has scales. But if you know it has scales, you know for sure it's a kosher fish. Lefichach, matza chatichot dag, sheyesh lo kaskeset, you go shopping in the market and you go see that there's chunks of fish with the skin on it, and you see the scales, then you know. Ein tzarich lachzor achar snapir, you don't have to look to see if it had a fin or not. Matza lo snapir, lo yechelenu. But if you see that it has fins, right? You don't recognize it, and you can't get out kaskeset, and all you see is fins. Lo yechelenu, it's aser to eat ad sheyeda sheyesh lo kaskeset, until you know for sure that it has scales.
You said by matzah, you said you go shopping. There may be a difference between the shopping and the issue also cutting
of the knife. Okay, we didn't get there. Okay. Now. Just to point out, Gemara points out, it's also mentioned in the Shach and elsewhere. So the Gemara asks, if all you need is kaskeset, why does it have to say kaskeset and snapir? Why does the Torah have to tell you both? If the Torah would have told you kaskeset, it would have been enough. So the Gemara basically says it's lahagdil Torah v'yadir. The Torah wants to, how do you explain that? So there's two ways to explain it. Basically, one is from Tosfos. The Chumash wants to be more clear and explain to you exactly what it means. If it only said the word, the Chumash only said kaskeset, you might not know if kaskeset means a scale, or it might mean a fin. You might not be sure what that word means even. We have in order to rule out, no, we already know because of the Pasuk and Shmuel, but to rule out the doubt, to make sure it's very clear, it says both terminologies. Once you have both, then you know for sure it's kosher. There's another pshat. Go ahead.
No, not a pshat. If you jump in, sturgeon is 100% not kosher. It has the same type of scales as shark scales.
Sturgeons are scales are like shark scales. Okay. All cartilage. That's the difference between cartilage and bone. Go ahead.
The Yask is referring to is that before we had science and all this other stuff, Mediterranean Jews were known to eat swordfish, and they held that it was kosher. And that went out the window after Rabbi Dr. Moshe Tendler consulted with marine biologists and concluded that swordfish have scales that are not qualifying as kosher fish, and so therefore swordfish are. Now, most
okay.
But it was at one
as far point as I know, they're treif the
right,
two birds.
At one
okay.
point in time, was a mistake.
Okay.
Seemingly, this was a mistake. Okay. Sorry.
Now, the second pshat in Lagdol Torah V'Yadir is to say this is mentioned by Levi Eliyahu, Chasam Sofer, Ramban, Torah Tamima, is Lagdol Torah V'Yadir is that the Torah is teaching you be'etzim what makes it a kosher fish. If it theoretically would only have scales, it's not enough. I don't know, Mina Shamayim, Kabbalah, I don't know. But in order for it to be a kosher fish, the Torah wants you to know the truth, that you need to have both. It's the quality, the characteristic of having both. That's what makes it kosher. And just having a kaskeset is a siman that it has a sin up here, but that by itself wouldn't make it kosher. Okay, let's get to the next halacha. Dalit. Matzah chatichot dagim. So now you go shopping and you see that there are chunks of fish. V'yesh v'achas mehen kaskeset. And you see that one of the pieces does have scales. Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to jump in with another interruption. The idea is quoting the Marshal chapter in the name of the basic parasol of Nishik. You think that both fish are permitted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, just to point out, kol sheyesh lo kaskeset, yesh lo snapir. So the Gemara says it as a fact, and most poskim, Aruch HaShulchan, and others say that that's literal. You won't find an exception. That just in case it comes up, the Kresi Uplesi points out that it's a general rule. It's not 100%. In case you find something, okay. Back to matzah chatichos dagim. You find pieces. So you find one piece with scale. Does that mean that the rest are kosher? Right? You have a bunch of pieces in the showcase. They want to sell you their pieces of fish. And can you extrapolate from one to another? So yes, if they match kulan mutarot, then they're all kosher. Chazaka midag echad bao. As we have a chazaka, that they come from one fish. In other words, you look at them and they look like they kind of go together, like they were cut. You look at the shapes of them. You don't have to dissect or be closely look at exact the slice. You don't have to worry about measuring exactly at the actual slice itself, the edges, but they have to basically match. That's good enough. And you assume they all come from the same fish. But if they don't really match perfectly, it could be it's from the same fish. Could be it's not. Mutarot. So every piece that you find in the case that has scales on the skin, it's mutar. Asurot. But the other pieces that you don't find scales on them, you have to say it's asur, but it's a suffix. You don't know what they are. That's the case in this seif. We're talking about a case where some have scales and some don't. So the ones that have scales are kosher. The ones that don't are a suffix. Maybe it's the scales came off and maybe it's a kosher fish. Even if they were all salted and now they're in the showcase together and they're all salted, it's still, no, the case, most understand the case. That's how it's brought down here in the Shach. We're assuming, and so to the Kaf HaChaim, we're assuming the cases that they were all already pre-salted, not together. Because if you salt them together, we're going to see it's an issue. And hey, it's going to talk about, we're going to see the liquid from the salting that comes out for that first 18 minutes, that has a din of tzir, that midarabanan, it's aser. And so here we're afraid that we're not sure if it's kosher. So if it's already been salted, he says it's a safek, really it's a sveik sveika. Sveik sveika, b'eser darabanan, is meikel. Levushan Aruch HaShulchan says, even if you know they were salted, since you don't know if these animals, fish in this situation, we don't know if it's a suffix on the fish. So he calls that a suffix darabanan, b'tzir's darabanan, and even if it was salted, b'dyevet, it's kosher. So let's go on. Haga. So v'im nimtza sham dag shi, wait a second. Okay. Yeah. V'im nimtza sham dag shi yeshlo rosh rachav. The shidra. Now, let's say you find a fish. You don't. It's not the whole fish. Let's say it's half the fish. Okay. You're not sure, but you see it's attached. The piece of meat, the fillet that you're going to eat from, is attached to the head, and it's attached to the bony spine. Right. So then we said the Ramah Paskins. It's mutar la'ochlo, devadai haya lo kaskasim. Because the Gemara says, again, it's a machlokas in the Gemara. So the Shach points out the Shulchan Aruch does not hold of this kula. That's why he leaves it out, because it's a machlokas if you paskin like this Gemara or not. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara, right? Depends which opinion you paskin like. The Ramaz Mekel, and he says, if you have anytime you go shopping, and if you see in the case a piece of meat, it's not a full fish, but you see part of the fish, and you don't see scales on it, but it's got that wide or long face, the face of a fish. Whatever, we know what a kosher face of a fish looks like. It's got that long look, and it still has the bony spine. It's not cartilage. So then you know for sure it had kaskasim. Aval in a dog shalim, but if you have a complete fish in front of you, the einanu roim bo kaskasim, and you don't see any kaskasim, so that makes it like a reyusa. That makes it a problem. The fact that you don't see kaskasim, when you have the entire fish to observe and to search for it, it makes it more suspicious. So in that case, ein lismoch arosh v'shidra. Then we don't rely on it. And the it means that long fish face. You know, make a fish. I'm not gonna make one on camera, but you can make that fish face. It's got that long. There you go.
On that,
yeah.
Roll.
Yeah, or a long. Okay, so long face.
Certain fish that do not have it.
Right. A shark is the opposite.
Shark is the opposite. Dog fish is the opposite.
Okay. So then, and maybe we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll stop here.
All right.
We'll finish hopefully tomorrow.